Thank you. As I mentioned, we produced this report, and what is relevant in terms of the report focusing on these countries is about what can we learn from this report in terms of evidence, and mainly because this evidence was produced based in discussions in the field and learning both from the donors but also from the host refugee context. And we have learned from these examples something that now is driving action. So I will very quickly just list the 7 principles that the DAC members committed through INCAF financing for refugee situations, learning from these concrete cases. First, promoting an enabling policy environment in refugee situations, including access to social services and documentation. So it's about policy. Second, adapting financing systems and tools to fit the reality of mobile populations. Third, support local as well as national systems through financing and capacity building. And for example, the initiative taken by Uganda, including the numbers of refugees in the National Development Plan, will be very important to avoid this national-local divide. Third element or fourth element, it's about bringing development and peace interventions by default in addition to humanitarian responses. If we want to overcome these figures that Ms. Okai just mentioned about only 2% of ODA going to conflict prevention and only 10% to peacekeeping, we really need to bring development and peace interventions by default in addition to humanitarian. Fifth, promote refugees self-reliant through education, entrepreneurship and work. Six, look to for ways to increase constitutionality of financing in refugee situations, and there are very good examples, not only from the Jordan Compact, but also what we have learned from the GCFF in Colombia, but also in Lebanon. And finally, linking up with southern and traditional providers and strategically coordinate across key actors. So this is no longer a north-south approach. We need to learn from each other, and the role of south-south cooperation is also very important.